Welcome to Best in Class, the podcast where we talk about the best versions of the best cars. Thank you for joining me, Steve, and my good friend, Adam.
Hey, hey.
As we argue over one of our favorite cars, we're at the top of their game. Today, I want to introduce a guest that we have joining us. Welcome to the podcast, Liv.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us and making this much more bearable so I don't have to not only look at Adam, but listen to him for an hour. So
okay, both of us are happy about this.
Exactly. So do you want to talk a little bit about yourself, just to introduce yourself a little bit?
Yeah. Hey, everyone.
Yeah. Hey,
all 7 followers of this podcast.
Exactly. That's a lot, actually.
that's about like half of a room. But yeah, my name's Liv. I am an art director and a newbie to the car world. I've spent about a year as a part of the Motoring Club. And I'm here to talk with you both about that experience.
Awesome. So LA resident, a year in. Unfortunately, you do know Adam.
Yes.
So he has factored into your car enthusiast experience, and you're still doing it.
Despite him. I've avoided getting put on fire when we learned how to weld. We cleaned up after our major oil spill from my
first. Don't ruin it. Don't tease all the good stuff. We'll get to Adam's failures. We got plenty of time for that. Before we go into that, can you tell us a little bit about your car you're currently driving?
Sure. It's nothing fancy. It is my one and only car I've ever owned, and I got it from my Uncle Chad. Thank you, Uncle Chad.
So it's a hand-me-down?
It's a hand-me-down car. Okay. I did buy it from him because he wanted to make a point and like teach me how to pay off a debt. So that was nice of him.
That's what I say when I take money from the youths and the poor all at the same time. I'm teaching you a lesson.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what Adam does when we go to lunch. He's just like, look, you're going to learn from this. Yeah.
I should never go to lunch with you again.
No. Yeah. Still paying off that last one. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So what is it?
It's a Ford C-Max hatchback. Okay. It's awesome. Cherry red. It came with a roof rack so I can bring my bicycles, my friend's surfboard, whatever, anywhere. So it's a very sporty hybrid.
Okay.
It's red.
Okay. Yeah, cherry red. So its name is Ruby Max.
Ruby Max. Mm. Okay.
It has a nice ring to it. So
Adam, what do you call your cars? I don't even name some of them.
I have the dog, the point, the monster, and the saint.
Nice.
What's the discovery?
Oh, the disco. Yeah. The disco is Donna after Donna Summer, Queen of Disco.
But it doesn't fit with the rest of the.
It does not because it was a group buy with Diego, so the naming convention is different. It's not in the family. It's more like a cousin to my other cars.
A half sister.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. But yeah, that car is awesome, and I've been learning all about cars on it with Adam.
So that's what all the incidents have been on. You've been working on that car.
Exactly.
Okay.
Again, it's a $2,000 car. If something happens, we don't care. It's a great thing.
Okay.
So we'll that's teach probably Liv the sportiest all the things.
That's probably the sportiest car that's ever been to Adam's oil change night. Now that I think about it.
Well, I'd say Warren's Ferrari has been there. So yes, I would agree. The Land Rover is much more sporty than your terrible 308.
That car never drives. It's not doesn't count.
It was okay because it was only 2 blocks from his house to mine. We're in the same neighborhood. Okay. So he basically just pushed it over, did an oil change, and pushed it back and didn't record any miles on the odometer.
Smart. You want to give any updates on your cars, Adam? Because I know there's some failure coming, which I like.
I still don't have my 2002 from the never random guy 20 miles away.
I found it on Craigslist.
Did you? Yeah, I don't know where it is. I don't know what's happening. I'm vaguely hoping that I'll get it this week, but really, just no idea. No idea at all. How is the malfunctioning microphone in the Defender?
I got a lovely call from the dealer on Friday saying that my case has been elevated.
Oh,
which Probably because I'm important.
Which is one
I
way
feel
of saying we couldn't fix it.
I feel like no, it made it was like royalty, like it was elevated to higher status of
No.
importance. I feel
That's
like
what they want you to think. So that's
I
a
bet Land Rover heard about me and they said, you know what? We want to take care of this guy buying our used vehicles that are 4 years old.
is now elevated.
Yes.
It's
So
funny to me how an advertising person like yourself, Steve, can't see through the marketing techniques of calling a disaster
What?
an elevation.
What?
I think he sees it and he accepts it anyways. It's like some of those people who like know they're getting scammed, but they like,
Yeah, that's Steve, all
texting
right. He got a
them.
Land Rover.
Whoa, that took a dark turn. Now I'm getting scammed. Jeez.
Yes.
Yeah. So, speaking of scam, I also have another great story that my person that used to work on the Ferrari is now in prison.
Oh,
Yes. I don't
no.
know
Yes.
if you have seen that story circulating, but I did send my car to infamous now a person in the desert named Donnie that worked on it, and he is now in currently in prison.
Don't
Well,
need
I
the
guess.
desert. Man.
Yeah.
He is awaiting trial on multiple fraud charges for selling cars he doesn't own. What else? What else
Oh my
was
God.
in there?
Well, basically, what happened is somebody had given him a lot of money to find some cars and they were going to restore them and sell them and all that kind of stuff. And then he decided, well, let me just take the money and keep the cars, as an astute business person would, because that seems to be more profitable. However, once you start crossing state lines and moving cars around and the value gets above a certain amount, then the feds get involved. So I had every person who'd ever driven a Ferrari or clicked on a vintage picture on Instagram DMing me saying, "Hey, do you know this guy's in prison?" And so, yeah, that's been an exciting week.
That's fun.
So I got my car back. A lot of people p went to go pick up their cars and they were in pieces.
Oh no. So he was just like
So,
selling off pieces from their cars to random people on the internet.
no, his car had been there. He'd been working on numerous cars and a lot of them were just in pieces. And so people went to go pick
Oh,
up stuff.
mid repair, yeah.
Got it.
Well,
Oh
the
man.
thing was, Steve, your 308 was never in danger because any 308 owner obviously has no money. So it's just,
Nice. Nice.
what's he gonna scam you out of?
Oddly, the 308 is running great, unlike a 2002 that I know of on Craigslist. And so it's I got my car back, but yeah, it's a long prison story that's circulating all over the internet. So that's exciting.
That's
Yeah.
cool. They should put them on furlough just to finish up those cars for those people.
Yeah. I don't know if it increases the value of my car because now it has provenance, but
No.
I feel it's been elevated a little
Yeah,
bit. Yeah.
provenance and elevation for you.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty exciting. So,
Okay.
yeah. So,
Well, back to our guest of honor and away from Steve for a moment. So, Liv,
who
you've
doesn't
been
love a good prison story? Come
That's a
on.
pretty good story. I'm happy.
Liv, you've been kicking around the, automotive enthusiast world now for about a year, trying it on as a hobby. Hopefully we've been welcoming. How has your year gone, and how are you feeling right now?
It's gone great. I had no idea what I was getting myself into when I DM'd the Motoring Coffee Co. to work with them on design, because that's how this all started. Is
Oh,
like,
okay.
I am an art director. I've done freelance design, freelance illustration. And when I first moved to LA, I was joining like all kinds of groups because Diego, our friend, calls me the queen of hobbies because I am always like picking up something new and trying to meet people. And like, just I love learning something new like every 2 or 3 months. So I found the Motoring Coffee Co. through a film photography group that I was a part of called the Venice Photo Club. And it was originally just like a business outreach. I was like, hey, love your business. Like, I think it's super cool. I've walked in and like just the entire environment is super awesome. Like, do you want to, maybe join forces and work together on something, whether it's merch or design, whatever. So I ended up working with them on the Italian Night event that they hosted last summer, where Alfa Romeo came through, and they had like an F1 car, and that's also, where I got to meet Diego and Dao and the likes of them. So I found my way to the car world by means of design, and I had no idea what I was getting myself into, but I found just like this super welcoming community of curious people who, yeah, of course, like kind of like poked around. They're like, "What are you doing here? Like, what's your backstory?" And I felt awkward at first, like every time somebody would ask me, because I'm like, "Oh, like I don't really know if I'm allowed to be here because I'm not like super knowledgeable or like super into cars yet, but I'm like super curious." And so I would just kind of like, be honest and say, "I'm super new, but I'm really excited to like learn more." And like I haven't been met with anyone being like, "Oh, well, screw you if you don't, know all there is to know about cars, and whatever." Like everyone's been super warm and like fun to be around. And like you, Adam, I met you at an oil change night like a 4 or 5 months ago,
Yeah, that
which
sounds about right.
which was the first one that I'd ever gone to. And it was your garage. You had no idea who I was, but I showed up, and then you're like, "Oh, hey, grab a beer and like a hot dog and welcome." So that's been really nice to just
How did
experience.
you hear about the oil night?
Diego, I
Okay,
think.
now, did you work with Diego before the motoring club or met him at the motoring club?
So I met Diego at the motoring club at the very first event, the Alfa Romeo like Italian
Okay.
event, because as I've mentioned, I do illustration sometimes. So in addition to designing like the poster for that night, I told Michael, the owner of Motoring Club, I was like, "Hey, if you want somebody, aka me, to come and sketch people live as they like come in, members can come up to me and like ask for a portrait, I will totally do that, and I love to do it." So that's how I met Diego and his wife, Delete, is actually by drawing their portrait. And like it takes me about 10 to 15 minutes to do each one. So naturally, like within that amount of time, I don't want to just have us staring at each other. So I got to know each other. We hit it off, and like after the event was over, Diego invited me to get like ice cream with him and Dow and Peyton and a bunch of other people that are members of the club. So that was like my warm welcome into it.
Yeah, and you guys work together, right?
Yeah, now we do. So
Now,
through the whole rigmarole, we like after that night, we kept in
Yeah, the ice
touch.
cream was an interview.
Yeah.
That was a
Yeah,
secret interview.
I
Yes.
think it
Yeah.
was. I think it was
Yeah.
indeed. But Diego, tells people all the time, which I think is funny. He's like, "Oh yeah, well, I met Liv, and through talking with her, she explained something. I can't remember what, but she just sounded like she knew how to think conceptually. And so that is when I knew I wanted her on my team."
I like when you do Diego's voice.
It's spot. I liked it when you did Adam's earlier. That was also very good. That was very
Oh
good. Yeah.
man.
How it makes him sound a little simple but warm. I think it's nice. I think it's nice. Yeah. It's like Sling Blade, but at a oil change night.
It's hard to do Adam justice. Sorry. I like imitate, but like to tell any story, but
No, those are spot on. Yeah.
okay,
Yeah.
cool. Okay, good.
And the way Diego was trying to make a point but didn't get there, I think was
Exactly. That was right
no,
on.
that's very him. But was
We're
eating
together
ice
for a
cream.
very long time. So I apparently passed, the test, and he kept trying to find ways of getting me to freelance at the agency, we both work at now, but the one he was at still, the Many. And I ended up working somewhere else before we finally found an opportunity in early January to have me like hop on the team as a freelancer first, and now I'm full time there, which is awesome. But
Amazing.
yeah,
So the
we both
motoring
work on.
club has motoring clubs led to some great friends and Adam, and
And
like,
Adam, whatever Adam is.
and then working in a new place for the new team. So that, and you work on, is it eBay mostly?
So I work on eBay Motors,
There you
funnily
go. Okay.
enough.
So
That's
it's
a really fun.
all cars all the time.
All cars all the time. I'm just in
Okay.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
So it's been like, how long you been a member of the club then? Like a year or so?
yeah, about a year,
Yeah.
maybe a little under a year, but it's
Have you been forced to go to a like cars and coffee event? Have you experienced that yet?
you mean like the rise and shine
Yeah.
stuff?
Any of that stuff.
Yeah,
Anything. Any
I have.
sort of that weird world that Adam loves. Yeah.
Yes, and I have, and I too love that world. I think it's
Okay.
really fun. Yeah,
Yeah.
because I think so. To be transparent, I was like nervous to be on this podcast because, and similar like anxiety of when someone new asks me like, "Oh, like what's your backstory with cars?" Is that I think when you're younger and you don't have like the cool car yet and like you are excited by this world but like you feel like you don't have like the stake in it that some people do. It
Whoa, Ruby Max is pretty cool.
okay, thanks. She is pretty cool. But my point is that rise and shine and like being able to kind of go to these buzzy events where there's coffee, there's other like younger people that are maybe showing their enthusiasm in different ways about cars like fashion or like photography, which I love to do, and videography. Like, I guess it's a nice way to see that there's a lot more like depth and breadth of people that are involved in and around this world. That's super nice for me to see because I'm like, oh, I feel like I belong.
Nice, nice. Is there a favorite event or what do you like, which ones do you like going to around?
I've only been to a few, but the
Okay.
Sunshine at Race Service is the one that I went to. So that was really fun. Good Boy Coffee Co. was there.
Yep.
It was the 90s day morning.
Oh, nice,
Yeah,
nice.
so a lot of like E36s and fun, you know,
BMW people, the
90s
worst.
car.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
right. So that was really cool. And I want to go to more of them. You know, like that was just a fun intro to the
Is
whole.
there an event that you have kind of like on your bucket list that might be car related that you'd like to do?
Oh, absolutely. And it is probably to see like an F1 or NASCAR race in person because
Okay.
I think that that would be really fun. And like one of those, I can sense that it's a huge difference between appreciating F1 and watching from, you know, like an F1 night at the club, right, where it's projected on the wall, and then being like roadside in the bleachers and like feeling the cars zoom by. I feel like that would be super cool. And also the fashion moments around the event and like
That's
just
what Adam, likes, to be honest.
exactly,
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah. He's
sure.
there
Yeah,
for the fashion. Yeah.
the fashion. But yeah, that. But there are also like events that I have gone to already that I have loved, and like the off-roading day that we did, Adam, in January, I think it was like the
Yes.
second week I was working with Diego. We rented a Bronco from Turo, and long story short, Diego is banned from Turo now.
Not
But
surprising. Not surprising.
yeah, but we took it
But we
off.
had a great event. Yeah.
Exactly. We did. But we took it off
Yeah.
roading. I got to meet Ash. Actually, Adam, was that the first night we met, or was that the oil change night? I forget.
It was definitely oil change night.
Okay, so this is the second time we hung out.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I had no idea what to expect, and I rolled up to Diego's apartment at like 7 a.m. or 7:30 or something. Hopped in the Bronco, which was super sick, and then just like took videos the entire day of what was unfolding. And when we showed up to Hungry Valley, I had never learned, like I never even knew that like an off-roading park existed and that was a thing. And like
Neither does Steve. It's fine.
Yeah, no, I was like, why do people want to be like filthy and like
I love
just
it.
it's
I love
like cosplaying homeless or
it.
something. It's weird.
No, not at
Yeah,
all.
like I don't
Homeless men are
understand
more these.
why am I out here? Yeah.
I loved it. It was so much fun because I also had, I got to like put on a whole off-roading outfit and I had like my Buffy, you know, and like my shades. But it was really fun. And
Again, the fashion opportunities is what's
exactly,
motivating.
they're
I
endless.
think it's
Like,
important. It's
they're
important. You gotta have, yeah, we're gonna be posting a whole best in class outfit series. So
oh,
for every event you go to, we'll have like we'll do some sketches. We'll do some, yeah,
please do.
what to wear.
I would
Yeah.
love to help with the fashion
Were
illustration.
you going like Mad Max out there, or what were you thinking? What would
A
take us through it?
little more
What's
like,
the
I would say desert fairy core because I had my like,
Oh.
you know, my two Mad Max braids that looked like, okay, I'm ready to go get into anything.
Amazing.
No sweat. I had my like green Buffy that I normally wear snowboarding, but there's no snow, there's sand. So I was like, all right, same difference. I was wearing like a hoodie, some like Nike all conditions gear, like vest situation. I think I had my hiking boots on. I don't quite remember the rest, but I felt pretty
Awesome. Adam's kind of a Laura Croft inspo. Like his lookbook's more in that realm when he goes off-road. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
That's kind
sorry that my midriff is so banging.
of
Right? Don't be jealous.
I mean, you can blast abs all day. It's true. It's true. Yeah. Yeah. That's not even spray tan. That's real. Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
No CGI.
So we've teased about it a little bit. Can you take us through Adam's failure to help you when you're in your biggest time of need during the oil change night?
Sure.
What a leading question, Your Honor.
I see where this is going.
Objection.
So
Yeah, no,
it's a weeknight. It's what is it like a Thursday,
it's
whenever.
okay. Thursday night. Always on a Thursday night. It's a
Always on a
Thursday
Thursday
night.
night.
I
Most
don't.
people are going out and going to dinner, having a good time. Adam's home in the garage. That's where he sleeps. That's where he's banished.
Yes.
And you got a note from him, or you found out from someone that meet me in an alley and we will give you some beer and a hot dog. And you were like, I'm in. So take us from there. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna back up a little bit to
Okay. Yeah,
I
please do give some context.
think we need some context here. I back up a little bit to earlier that day. That work day was like the longest work day I had had since starting at this agency.
This already sounds like an excuse for what's coming
Is
later. I'm trying to help your case, Adam. I'm trying to help your case.
Diego a bad boss? Is that what you're trying to say?
Ooh, yeah.
Does he not
Ooh, I don't
manage
know. I wouldn't
time?
put it that
Doesn't
way.
manage time well. I will say, I believe he did promise you tickets to the Long Beach Grand Prix that's coming up, right? Are you going to that?
I wish. I really, really wish, but I'm going to visit family in Michigan while that whole thing is
Okay.
going on. Otherwise, I would love to be there.
Okay.
And that would make my dreams come true. But
Yeah.
unfortunately,
Okay.
Zoom
Back
will
to your
come
story.
true.
Yeah.
And back to my story. I was exhausted. I was like thinking, do I really want to go hang out with a bunch of dudes drinking beer and eating hot dogs in an alley after work? And I was like, yeah, might as well. I should do it, especially because you know, I was gonna have my first oil change night, and that's a big deal. I feel like that's
Your
like,
first, this was the second oil change night you had attended, but this
so
was
yeah,
your first oil change that you
verify
were going to perform.
exactly myself, perform myself.
So you went to one and decided to return.
I did. I did.
Did you forget something that you had to get? Was there something you left?
Yeah,
Okay.
I left my sketchbook or something.
Okay, makes sense.
I
So you
had to
come
return.
back.
Came back.
Came back.
I, for some reason, had like a full-blown mechanics outfit in the back of my car. It was like a Carhartt jumpsuit that I was gonna
Amazing.
return. I was gonna return because I did it originally just for fashion, and then I was like, maybe it's too baggy. I don't know. Anyways, I put that bad boy on to get myself in the spirit, in the right mood. And we pulled Donna in and we got to work. And so Adam, to his credit, does a great job up front explaining everything that needs to be done. And like, honestly, Adam, you have a great way of like teaching and like boiling down complex things into being simple and exciting to do.
All right, end of story.
But
Goodbye, everyone. We'll
so
see you later.
basically, you went somewhere and this man just told you what to do. Is that essentially? I'm just trying to break it down.
If we were to boil that down to a really simple thing.
And you're like, I have enough of this at work, but you're like,
Oh
I'm gonna play
God.
along. I'm gonna play along. So,
Yeah, make him think that he's yeah, done.
yeah. So you're like, okay, okay.
Okay, Adam, sure. I did watch a YouTube video prior to coming, so he was telling me a lot of the things I already knew, but that's fine.
Typical, typical. Yeah. You're like, this is like work.
No, it was great. And so anyways, we started, all
Okay.
good, everything
Yeah.
was fine. Diego was filming the whole process to commemorate the occasion, slash, for some reason he wants me to become like influencer famous because he's like, oh my God, Liv is a beginner and we can track her whole like progress through this whole thing and become rich.
So
I think
he was also not helping.
I
Just to be
think
clear.
Diego just really wants to be like an agent. I think he wants to be Tom Parker
I think he
to
does.
your Elvis. I think he doesn't actually care. He just wants to be the
So
manager.
we had
And for the money.
two men that didn't care, and you were doing the work, right? Is that what we're, okay, just keeping track for the
Exactly. Thank you.
listeners at home. Yeah.
You see
Yeah.
right through it all. You see right through it all. So we start the whole process. I thought the hardest part was going to be getting that oil plug out of the,
Oil pan.
yeah, thank you, the oil pan. And I actually did that part pretty well. Like I found it myself under the car. I'd actually never been under a car before, but I found it because of my YouTube.
Was there a jacking up process, or did you have to lift
You
the?
didn't have to because the Donna is so tall.
Oh, okay.
So
So they just shoved you under there and said, "Figure it out."
yes.
Wow. Okay. God, these guys are great. So,
Well,
no,
filming
you don't
me,
need to look that up. Get under there. Get under there. In
Don't
your
take that
brand
to
new
me.
jumpsuit that you had on, they were like,
Exactly,
shimmy under there.
charcoal gray.
Okay.
So.
And they gave you eye product protection. No. Okay. So you're underneath the car
I'm
trying to.
squeezing. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was, I was like this, I was just like squeezing,
Okay.
trying to like
Okay.
angle my body as far away from it as
Yeah.
possible. So anyways, that part goes pretty great, actually. I dropped
Okay.
the plug by accident, but it's fine because we had like the oil catcher, thing. And I spilled like the tiniest bit. And I remember getting out from under the car and like feeling so victorious because people had told me like how much beginners normally spill. And like, one by one, all the guys like took a look that were just like, drinking beers on the
That
sidelines.
were not helping. So there's other guys just
No.
watching. Okay.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. They're just in a circle drinking their. Okay. This is
Wait,
okay.
you have to
Yeah.
stop because I want girlfriends to come to this. You're
Okay. Sorry. Sorry. I'm just. Well,
It's okay.
you
No one's
need them.
listening to this
You
podcast. It
need
doesn't
them.
matter.
No. You need them. Yeah.
I
So,
need, yeah.
yeah.
So, anyways, they took like each took a look and they're like, not too bad. Nice. Like, kudos. And I
We
felt
try to be
really, really
Diego.
patronizing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the note we're trying
There is
to
a little tinge of like,
hit.
yeah, I like it. It's nice.
No. I
Yeah.
respect them. I respect them.
Yeah.
But
Okay.
anyways, I felt good about myself and I was like, cool. And I got so distracted by the hubris that I started like testing my car knowledge in a conversation with two guys who were engineers for some like supercar. And I had just read a Road and Track article about air and how that affects, like race cars and supercars and what even what it does. And so I was just speaking about that with them and they're like, wow, you know a lot about this. You should take our jobs. And I was like, ha 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 ha. And then Adam comes over from behind my shoulders like, hey kid, you want to get back to work? And I was like, oops. And so I like rush over. I
All true.
completely, but
Oh.
yeah, I completely like forget, the whole process, right? So at this point, we'd taken the screw off. I even got rid of the safety net that we would have had because I was like, oh, we don't need this oil drain pan anymore. I should just like, get it out from under the car. So I pulled that out And then we were like, all right, it's time to pour the oil in. Wait, do we change the filter first? I think we changed the filter
You would have
first.
changed the filter already, yeah.
Yeah. So we did that. Another win because I like muscled it out of there. I was feeling so good. And then Adam handed me the oil and he was like, all right, it's time to do the thing. And I was like, sweet. And he explained how to pour the oil, which I didn't know there's etiquette to how to do that. You shouldn't do it like no.
You can teach Steve because I guarantee he doesn't
I don't
know.
know how to do it. I don't know how to do
Okay,
it. Yeah, no idea.
basically, you don't want to pour it in forward because then it glugs and you can get air into your oil tank. You want to do it sideways so that it goes out nice and smooth, which is, those were my famous last words before we realized that I was pouring like 6 quarts of oil into the pan without, or into the tank without plugging it first. So,
What's the problem? I don't understand. Yeah.
So I'm
The
pouring
oil
oil.
drain was never closed,
It
Steve.
was never closed. We forgot to do that part. So it just like went straight to the ground. And the whole, I'm like
Yeah.
smiling, laughing. And then we just hear, oh my God, stop. Like, there's like a whole like puddle forming under the car. What are you doing? And we look and like, oh my God, we didn't just stop at one, carton of oil. I was like on my way to, on the second one. So we stopped and I was like mortified. And Adam kind of just like slunk away to the corner. I forget where he went, but but all of a sudden I had like seven iPhones like flashing in my face and
Of
people were like,
course.
oh yeah, how do you do that again, Liv? So I was just so like mortified. And this was Charlie's house, so I was feeling so bad. I was like, oh no, I'm gonna stay in his driveway and they'll never ask me back and whatever. But that's not the case. Everyone was like just giving me shit and it was funny. And we got cat litter and we soaked it all up. We swept it all up, and honestly it kind of looked better than when we found it.
Here we go. Here we go. I'll make sure I tell Charlie you said his driveway's better now.
So cleaned it all up. And that was just kind of like a test run, to be honest, just to like flush the system.
Yeah, you gotta flush oil every once in a while. Everybody
Exactly.
knows that. You gotta flush an engine
Exactly.
with
That's what we were
five full
told that.
quarts. It's
So
important.
what's transpired after that?
After that, Diego sent Matt, maybe someone, to go get more oil. And we just kind of did that. We ran it back once we didn't we? I forget what I honestly blacked out after that happened. And I was just like, I just want to go home.
And what time is it at this point? You worked all day, a
Oh my
crazy
God.
day,
I got
right?
there at 8:30 p.m. or like what, I think it was 11 or 11:30 when we finally rolled out. And also, might I add, we were blocking Rashad the entire time because he had like pulled his car into the actual garage, and we were just doing this real quick
Yeah.
outside.
And that
And
guy's got a temper, like, oof.
ooh, ooh. Ooh, it was like the worst possible person to trap in a garage. Not that anybody would, be happy about that. But yeah. But we're cool now. It's fine.
Yeah, but you did successfully put the stopper or whatever you do
Yes,
to
indeed.
keep the oil
Drain
inside.
plug. We did
Drain the drain plug. Okay.
the drain
So
plug.
you got it all cleaned up, went back under the car, put
Yep.
the stopper in, and then poured the oil in, and everything was fine.
Everything was fine.
Okay. And your car drove home, didn't explode, nothing.
Well, Adam, I didn't drive it. Adam was the one driving it. How'd it go?
Drove the car home. It works great. Charlie's driveway is better than ever, better than we found it. Everything was fine.
I mean, a lot of people do use oil as a cleaning agent. Like if things aren't, yeah, just throw some oil on.
I think that was in Martha Stewart last month. Just
That's
pour oil
great.
everywhere.
It's great for like wetlands and all
Yep.
sorts of stuff. Yeah.
Really good. Oh, ocean.
So for a first timer to oil change night, what would your advice be?
Take it slow, double, triple check each step, and make sure that your drain plug is plugging before you pour in the oil.
Do you think you will ever forget to put your drain plug in?
Absolutely not.
You're welcome.
Never again. Never again.
Okay, so you
Do you
recovered
remember
from
what I
that.
told you that night when you were freaking out?
You said it's fine, kid. It's fine.
Why do you keep saying I call you kid, which has never happened ever?
It's kiddo. I think it
No,
was kiddo, actually.
kiddo.
Yeah.
No, what I told you is, did you expect that this would go perfectly? Of course not. It's your first time.
Yeah. But I kind of
Yeah.
did because I like,
Because you got cocky.
I think I did. Yeah, absolutely. And so I definitely got humbled, which is the best lesson of all.
So he lectured you after your traumatic event, basically. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the best time to lecture. They have to be emotionally vulnerable, then you can really get into their psyche.
Yeah, just like it just emblazoned into the back of my mind.
Yeah, if someone lectures you on a good day, you forget about it. But if they're vulnerable, oh, that stays with them for years.
So
Before they're qualified.
who are you taking with you to the next oil change night, Liv? Is there,
So
yeah.
I almost brought him the last time, but he was busy. He's a co-resident of my husband's. His name is Kevin.
Okay.
He's from Guam. He is a super like gearhead. I had no idea he had an interest in cars because he's like primarily medicine minded. But I would love to bring him because he doesn't really have a community of people here yet, because he also just moved to Los Angeles, who are into cars. I don't even know if he had a community back in Guam, but I think it would be really fun to introduce him to everybody because y'all are great and I've loved spending time with you. So that could be cool. He has a Mustang. So
Oh, nice.
yeah.
So that brings us, what kind of Mustang does he have? Do we know?
I don't know.
Just
I should
one, it's got stripes on it or something,
like
one of
newer
those.
or older.
I think it's an older Mustang.
Okay.
He
Oh.
likes classic like vintage Americana. So yeah, but can't wait to introduce him to the club. I also have a bunch of girlfriends, like I was saying, that I want to bring by who have similarly to me like a year ago, not a whole lot of knowledge about this world. And so can we talk about this for a minute? I think a lot of
Absolutely.
people, okay, you don't even know what it is, but
Sure
a
do. I'm in.
lot of people,
As long
a
as
lot of
Adam's not talking, I'm good.
okay,
Yeah.
yeah.
That's, yeah.
Deal. I think a lot of people in a lot of things, more than just the car community, with anything, if they don't know a lot about it, they tend to cast doubt or like, just say, oh, that's not for me, I'm not interested. And I've seen that a lot with some of my girlfriends who are either working with me at the advertising agency or just that I've met in general. And I just really want to bring them by, not any in particular, just all of them, so that they can see firsthand like what actually happens, how a car actually works, and just like stay curious to see if they like it, because I'm pretty naturally curious and I'm like down for to learn a lot and experience whatever just to see. But I think some people need a little bit more convincing and like for them to get into it. So I would love to invite some girlfriends so they can get a taste of it like I have and see if they want to keep pursuing or learning about it.
I think Adam was talking about doing one that's just for new people. So
Yeah.
everybody would be at the same level. So nobody gets intimidated. Adam was pitching that idea to me, I think last week. Adam, is that what you said? You're going to do one that was dedicated just to new people. So
Well, I knew it would be the only way to get you to show up, Steve. So,
because I don't know anything. Yeah.
correct.
Yeah.
That
Yeah.
would be great. No, seriously, because it's an intimidating thing to approach a mechanical hooking object and be like to have a open mind about it and a curious mind instead of like a, oh no, I don't know and people are going to judge me for not knowing. Like I might have thought that at one point, but then after I've come to oil change nights, after I've learned how to weld with you, Adam, like I threw that doubt out the window or like that fear, because to some degree or another, like everyone in the car community who's working on cars doesn't know something. And so I've seen even like people who have 10, 15 years of experience working on cars still trading like tips and ideas like at these oil change nights. And I'm like, oh, that makes me feel better because I like, you know, it's easy to make certain people out to like be masters of their craft or like, you know, everybody's human, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Do you think maybe changing up the menu from beer to hot dogs to something else would
First
maybe
of all, can
be
I
more
set the record straight?
accommodating?
They're not hot dogs, they're kielbasa. All right. That is my
Whatever.
cultural heritage
Potato,
in a sausage.
potato.
And you guys are demeaning my culture. It's basically racist to call them hot dogs.
Oh
These are
no. Yeah, I am.
kielbasa. They're way
Yeah.
more important than hot dogs.
Granted, I was alluding to it instead of saying it outright, but that's what I was doing. So,
Other than
Liv,
that, it's all true, but it should be
What
clear.
should we suggest to Adam? Because he's a great host. He'll do anything.
Oh
Do
yeah.
you want to change the
He'll do
food
anything.
or music maybe that would make it
Definitely,
more
definitely the music.
accommodating? What's that?
Definitely the music. Definitely the music.
Okay.
The music is good, but it's like I would love to throw a little Gen Z playlist your way and just see if
Yes.
you're open
Yes.
to it.
I'm not.
He would love that. He would
I'm
love
not open to
that.
that.
If you can make him a Spotify playlist
I
for
will.
oil change night, he would be so excited.
Okay. I
If
will. You can make one, Steve will share it on the Instagram and everyone can use your oil change night
Yeah,
playlist. Okay.
absolutely. Yeah.
Oil change night, all I'll live.
And then we're gonna make a oil change night menu. And what would pair best with oil changing?
Something
Yeah.
briny. Something
Yeah.
briny for
Yeah, is
sure.
it
Yeah.
something greasy to go with the theme, or is it actually something clean because you're already
I
so dirty?
Ooh, that's a good question. I
Yeah.
go either way. I'm always a fan of like a crispy chicken sandwich,
There
which
you go.
I feel like that can be both. It can be healthy. You can pile it up with like pickles and slaw and have a little side salad and you're still getting protein, but you still get the crunch and like the satisfaction of the bun. That could be good.
Adam's willing to do it all, so you just let him
I
know.
feel
You just, yeah.
attacked here.
What? No, I love
We have
your
done kielbasa, we have done chicken satay, and we've done pulled pork sandwiches. This is all fancy stuff to do in a
kielbasa. They've all
garage. And now I've got to do some 5-star, three-course
So,
menu.
Adam doesn't take encouragement very well
I
because he's
see
not
that.
used to it. He's not used to it. So, I've been helping him a lot with his people skills.
You've never helped me with anything,
And
Steve.
we're gonna get there. We're gonna get there.
I
So,
think the progress.
all right. So we're gonna do oil spill and better menu and new people only, a newbies night.
Yeah, noobs. Noobs night. That'd be
Okay.
good.
All
Okay.
right.
And I can be the face of it.
Yeah. Yeah,
Welcome
there you go.
all. I'll be
Exactly.
the org, like I will bring all the noobs in because I'm friends with the newbies.
Yeah.
This is a
Adam's
corporate
excited.
takeover. Get out of here.
Oh gosh, it's like
Not
that
much of
joke
a
with
team
me.
player. He's not much of a team player.
This is
So,
my toy, and I will go home with it,
want
okay? Together, we can
so
take over the world.
you got your car, fresh oil change, it's ready to go.
No, it's way better. She did the oil change on my car. She did it on the disco.
Oh,
We
really?
made her do unpaid labor and said, "See you later."
Wait, what happened? So, wait.
It
Oh,
was on the disco.
oh, it wasn't your car.
No,
No.
it was on
No.
the disco.
Yep.
Wow.
I
Wow.
know. I know.
Okay.
I got punked.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Yeah. So, now that you're doing labor for Adam, let's just say you have your car, fresh oil change. What's the most fun drive that you've been on since you've been into this car world, would you say?
Well, in this car specifically, in my C-Max, I drove on the PCH up by Big Sur. So like that beautiful like coastal drive along like the Bixby Bridge, through the mountains, the sea, through the like little forested like mountainous area. I went to actually cheer on my friend who was running a marathon, doing like the trail marathon up there. And yeah, that was gorgeous. And then also like the off-roading day that we had, I know it was a big old dust bowl, but that was also beautiful. Yeah, I also drove all the way across country from Savannah, Georgia, where I used to live, to LA with my husband. Like, I guess it's a little over 2 years ago now, and that was really cool because we went along the 10 through Alabama, through Texas. We got to like go out into the middle of the desert near Marfa and like, set out like a little blanket and stargaze.
Very
And then
cool.
just made our way through. We almost broke down actually in the Mojave Desert of all places.
Ooh.
So he has like an old GMC Acadia, and at the time neither of us had any real knowledge about how to treat cars. So Adam, you're probably gonna freak out, but he like changed his oil at normal intervals, right? But like we had no idea that if you're towing something over a long distance, you're gonna burn through it. So that's what happened. And by the time we got to the Mojave Desert, like his car was rattling and shaking. And we're like, what's going on? I called that car Archibald, Archie the Acadia. And so we were just like confused. And we saw other people like pulled over on the side of the road, like this one group of girls with like a huge hulking SUV just like off on the side of the road, no, gas stations or anything, infrastructure in sight. And so we're like, okay, we should probably pull over into the nearest town to figure this out. So we did. And they were like, yeah, we're really glad you didn't keep driving because if you did, you definitely, like, this car would have freaking blown up, like you were running almost dry. And so we avoided a big crisis or emergency. We also
So
didn't
the
have any water or food or like anything you should when you're going through the desert like that. So
these people on the side of the road let you know that you're out of oil?
nope, that was just a detail that
Oh,
I kind
okay.
of glanced over, but they were already getting help, so we did not pull over.
Okay,
We
okay.
saw that as a warning sign,
Got it. Okay.
as an omen of what would come. And
Okay.
then, like, we should probably address this. And we did.
Okay.
It was
So
fine.
now that you're an expert, basically everything cars,
Wouldn't say that, but
that despite the, setbacks from Adam, what would be some advice for a new person that you would
in
give?
general, like in,
For a new enthusiast into the hobby. Yeah.
oh yeah, I would say like first and foremost, I don't know if it would be first and foremost, but what's like helped me is just like the people that have surrounded me and like the fact that I found the community like early on. I think that's helped me a bunch and just like learning by doing, learning by like eavesdropping on people's conversations and like through osmosis, like with the group, I feel like that's been really nice. And to have people to share like my little milestones and stuff is really fun because I feel like that's a big part of the whole hobby. And like enthusiasm is just like celebrating those learning moments. Another thing I would say is like don't be afraid to ask questions and to try new things and like just to give it a go if like you're curious. So off-roading weekend, I didn't know what people did when they went off. I mean, it's kind of in the name. You go off of a normal road, but besides that, I didn't know what would happen. But I just said yes when someone invited me, and I went and I experienced it for myself, and it was so fun. And I never would have known like what that was like if I hadn't just kind of said, "Fuck it, like let's just see, let's find out like what it's all about." So I would say just say yes if someone invites you to something, even if you don't know anything about it.
You mentioned some milestones. Could you share just a couple of those just for Adam?
Oh. Yeah, getting spilling all of the oil,
Okay,
which
check.
I think that happens with more people than they'd like to admit. At least I'd like to
Definitely.
say that.
Yeah, definitely.
Off-roading.
Okay, check.
Check. Welding, learning how to weld. Like, I think that is actually a skill that not a lot of people know how to do, or at least I've heard people like talking about doing on their car. So thanks, Adam, for teaching me. That was really cool. So check on
Yep.
that.
Yep. Okay.
Cars and coffee.
Cars
Cars
and coffee.
and
Yep.
coffee, check. Sim racing, check.
Okay.
Never done that before. Watching a lot of car documentaries and things, car media, check.
Okay.
Well, it's an ongoing checklist,
Yeah,
but
despite what Steve says, watching TV is not a milestone. That one doesn't count.
okay, fine. Fine.
Otherwise, Steve would be the champion of life.
It's
Breaking
true. It's true. Yeah.
a rental car off-roading.
Yes.
Good.
What else?
Joining a car club.
Joining a car club. Yes, check, which has been so lovely and I'm so happy I did. What else?
F,
Planning
yeah, F1
for
race. Yeah.
sorry. Planning for like what I actually want when I have the means to get something. Because before I started this journey, I didn't really think about it at all. I was like, okay, well, I'll just drive this thing into the ground and then I don't know what happens next. But now I'm getting excited thinking about like what I do want to get and like what kind of car I want to find, because I didn't even know about the whole buying process. Obviously, my uncle just handed this thing to me with, his debt lesson. And so I've never really even gone through the process of buying a car. So I'm excited to hunt through Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist and eBay and
So now
wherever.
you're in that really fun portion of the hobby where you're figuring out your own taste.
Yes,
And
exactly.
currently, what is that taste pushing you towards? Like, what's your dream car or a dream classic car, a dream modern car, whatever that's like. What are you looking for and what would you like to have?
That is a good question. I think that there's a couple cars, but overall, like in terms of my taste that I'm learning, I think I like boxier, funkier, fun cars.
What
So
does
like
fun mean?
fun means like different in some way. Like
Okay.
either it has like a very distinct silhouette or like a funny feature to it or something like that. Like the thing,
Yep.
I got to ride in one of those a few years ago, and I thought those were like really fun and just kind of like amusing. And I
So
really
something
those.
unique and uncommon.
Yeah, unique and uncommon, right?
Okay.
So that, and then I also love kind of a SUV like Overlander style. I really like FJs, I've learned, like older FJs, like from the 60s or 70s. I'm not quite sure what specific year. But there was one at the club a couple months ago that I was like, oh my gosh, that is, when you look at an object and you're like, that was made for me. That's what that was. So on the lookout for
Yeah, Steve with fried chicken. That's normally what he does.
it's true. It's true. I mean, any time of the day, any time of the
that.
day. I mean,
Oh
honestly,
gosh.
anything fried. Like, who are
Yeah,
you?
let's
Like,
be honest.
it's,
Turn
yeah.
down.
It's like
Turn
a
down
weird, like,
the
siren call. Like, I know it's bad for me, but I'm going to go towards the rock.
It's the
Yeah.
sizzle. It's the
Yeah,
sizzle.
it
Yeah.
is. It's like the rocks are shaped like chicken. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we have an FJ. What else?
I think that, I mean, Land Rovers are pretty cool, especially the discos that I've been working on. I think I like
Weird
the
people
shape of
drive
those.
those. Weird people drive
And
those.
it would check out that I would drive one too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I
Go
also
ahead.
really, okay, I'm curious about Rivians. Like, I know that they get a lot of shit, but they're doing something that I'm kind of excited about, which is making like off-roading or doing more sporty things accessible. Or actually, JK, accessible is not the right word for that car, but like they're making it more eco-friendly. They have a strong like heritage or like root in design and the ecosystem and new ways. Like it's kind of like the new way of driving, which I'm just curious about because it seems really novel. I don't know. So there's that. I also really want an old pickup truck, like an old school Chevy, like wide set farmer pickup truck. Because one of my dreams is to, this is not practical whatsoever, but it's just a fantasy, is to get an old school truck and load it with art supplies and then set out across the country and basically like sell art to keep going. And then as soon as I have no money left, I'll figure it out. Or I make a national empire of fans of my work, and I get to see the country and camp out of the back of my truck bed.
It's kind of like Grapes of Wrath, but slightly different, right? Yeah.
Slightly. Yes.
What a description.
I did that for Adam. I did
It's
that
kind of,
because
it's
that's
kind of like
awesome.
Apollo 13 with a few tweaks along the way.
Yeah,
It's the
yeah,
same thing.
yeah, yeah. So a lot of SUVs.
I'm
No,
hearing a lot of boxiness,
yeah, no sports
a
cars.
lot of
No,
square.
you work right off PCH.
I know. Okay, so
You're gonna be, yeah.
I like Porsches. Before I started,
Now this is getting worse
but
and
I
worse,
had
but
no
okay.
idea what a 911 was, but
I don't know what one is either. No one.
now I know. So I like those. I just like, okay, so it's either super boxy and distinct, or it's like curvy and looks like a shark. Help me
Okay.
out with some of those.
Maybe something Italian.
Sure.
Like two doors, you
No,
know.
you're not
Yeah.
gonna ruin her taste, Steve.
I'm just saying,
Oh,
it's just, yeah, like I
actually,
feel, yeah, go ahead. We're getting
okay,
close. I
it's
feel this feels good. Go
yeah,
ahead. Go ahead.
a
This feels good.
Subaru Crosstrek.
Yes, not a Ferrari. Yes. You lose, Steve.
I had a dollar for every time I
Oh,
heard that.
I mean,
Wow.
Steve, I think you were cross shopping between the 308 and the
Well, what's
Crosstrek.
funny
I
is
think those
they were at the same dealer. They did have
are.
them. Somebody had traded in a 308 to buy a Crosstrek,
There we go.
which I thought was weird, but
No,
yeah.
you're days away from doing that, Steve.
Okay. All right, so I can't get you into a Ferrari of any sort. No.
I mean, I would ride in one, but I think that I'm more of like an outdoorsy, sporty gal. In
Mine
the,
it goes outdoors. It goes
it
outdoors.
goes outside.
Not Lawrence.
Well, okay. Well, yeah. Okay. All right. I'm gonna keep trying. I'm gonna keep trying. I
Okay.
feel like yeah.
I'm open, but that's so far what's caught my attention, what I'm very excited about.
Well, I've been shopping around while you've been discussing your faves. I've got a couple VW things for sale right now, about $10,000 to $14,000. You can
Oh,
be riding the thing.
that's less than I thought.
The Where is it? This $14,000 one is painted like a zebra.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, I think that's.
No, zebras were my grandmother's favorite animal.
Okay, I
They
don't know what that has it. What
no
that
longer
has
are.
anything to do with anything, but okay, here
They
we go.
were. They no longer are.
Well,
This
she's
is some
no
tarot
longer
reading stuff now. I do know someone with an A in their name. It's Fate.
Wow. Yeah, I don't, yeah. This is good. No, this is good. Okay. What else did you find, Adam? Did you find an FJ?
Let me look right now. I'll find, so certain we'll find something for
Okay.
you.
Okay.
Cruiser, cruiser. We don't want that. Cruiser.
So while he's looking for that, and you kind of alluded to it a little bit, we just have some final questions.
There we go.
All right.
$37,000.
A little more. That's okay. Just ask Diego for a raise. I think it's fine. I think it's fine.
Yeah, we know the guy that controls your wallet. Let's just work on this.
Yeah.
Perfect.
He
At
wants you
my.
to be a star, so you need to be in a proper car.
Exactly. It's all
Yeah.
about image. Yeah, my annual review, I will show him that listing and be like, how can we get him up to here?
I'm here. I need to be
Yeah,
here. Yeah.
I need to be there.
I think that's
I need to
important.
be in that car.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
I found one for 27, so we just took 10 off the price right there.
Hey, nice.
Yep.
So we've changed the oil. We've found your perfect car. Before we let you go, what would be your dream car enthusiast day?
Definitely another off-roading day.
Really?
Yes,
No.
so it's
Jeez. Yeah, I think he's ruined you. It's like Stockholm syndrome or something.
it's like my first experience, and it was such a good one that like I want to do it again. But
What about
that's
some
not
glamour?
all.
And, okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
That's just one part of the day.
Okay.
So I think the first part is we wake up really early. We go like sunrise off-roading. We test our cars. We almost flip over, but we laugh about it because we didn't die. And then we have a late breakfast
Okay.
before we drive to the track. And I get to drive a race car around the track and see what that feels like because I've been watching F1. And I'm like, wow, these guys' necks are super thick because of the G-force, just like trying to keep their heads up. Like, what does that feel like? So I would get to do that. And then we'd end the day doing a nice little canyon rally drive back down through the mountains back home to LA.
In a sports car, maybe that's Italian. Yeah,
No.
no, no. Oh,
I'm thinking more of like a nice little Land Cruiser with cute textiles and oh, maybe we can put a surfboard on top of that one and like the end game is the beach. And we just catch some waves and then we call it a day.
that's a
Pretty
pretty
good
amazing
day.
day. That's a pretty amazing day. Okay.
Let's make
All
it happen.
right. That'll be our best in class podcast day. We'll award one perfect day. Yeah.
Sounds
Okay.
wonderful. Sign me up.
Well, Adam, do you have any final questions?
Are you coming to the next oil change night?
What day is it?
I don't know. We haven't decided yet.
Oh.
It's in like 30 days.
And
We
hell yeah, of course I am. Of
don't.
course I am. Yes.
Well, what's going to be on the menu, Adam?
This time we haven't decided yet. I don't know. But my
Okay.
new barbecue that I've been building should be done.
You're
So
building a barbecue? Is it like a cave barbecue? Like a brick situation?
not really.
No, it's what he got from Costco.
I think you're.
Yeah, I think it has wheels.
Okay. That's weird.
It's shaped like a Porsche. It's probably got stickers.
See, that's where you're wrong. It's made out of a Porsche. I
Oh,
cut the top off and you open up the hood and there's a grill right in
that's amazing.
there.
All right. Well, Liv, thank you so much for putting up with
Yes,
us.
we
This
have
has been
wasted enough
awesome.
of your time on this
Yes.
lovely evening. I've
Um,
loved it. Thank you for having
thank
me.
you for doing this on a weekend, and we look forward to seeing you at more events.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming on the podcast.
Of course.
I will start arranging for your perfect day right now.
Well,
Yay!
now we know what it is. Now we know what it is.
Exactly. You just have to put it out into the world.
But canyon carving in a Land Cruiser, that's where you lost me. Gotta have a sports
Like,
car for that.
we lost you at waking up early in the morning, Steve.
That's true. That's fair. That's fair. And going somewhere dirty. Like, what are we doing? What, why?
But
Why do we have.
luckily, there's something in it for everyone that day, you know? You can join us at
Oh, I wouldn't
the
be thinking of other people on my day.
track. Yeah, now you've lost me.
I'd be alone. Duh.
God.
You
But all
can't even
my friends.
conceive of hanging out with other people at this point.
Who's a recluse
Was like,
now?
I misunderstood the assignment. I didn't know there'd be people there.
Oh God. We're like, in that case, I'll stay home. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. All righty then. I think we got to a good place.
Yep. Liv, Steve, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank
A pleasure. We will hope to have you back soon.
Yes, please. See you next time. Bye, y'all.
See you later.
Until next week. Goodbye.
Bye.